Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Don't Fly Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Bow, bow, bow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Hello, it's today's episode, and it's a little bit special because I'm doing it from the services near Doncaster on the A1. I'm parked up.
Brilliant.
And I've fashioned some kind of car studio. Straight in front of me, I can see a Greggs and a Burger King, which has obviously got me juices flowing. To the left is a Travel Lodge, which of course is my spiritual home when I'm on the road. And I've got my microphone jammed into the steering wheel. Would you like me to honk the horn, Sam?
Yeah, do it.
The keys need to be in, it won't do it unless the keys are in.
Really? Hang on.
Yeah, not weird. I think so, anyway. Oh, what the fuck was that?
Oh, the battery's gone, mate, I can tell.
There it is.
Oh, yeah,
there's
nice. There you go.
There we are.
Lovely stuff. Right. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, all good.
Speaking of your spiritual home, the Travel Lodge, I've done some really great logistical stuff for our forthcoming little mini tour. Next month.
Let's just, before you go any further, let's just say Edinburgh 1st of February, London 2nd of February, almost sold out now, Leeds on the 3rd, Nottingham on the 4th. Come along.
Yeah, I've got all my logistics booked, so don't let us down. Tickets are still selling well for all the venues, but there's still a few left at most, so get yourselves down there. I'm logisticked up to my ball bag.
Are you all sorted? Have you got an itinerary and everything?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some, you know me, there'll be some awful errors along the way. Like, there'll be various hotels that I turn up at and I've booked for the same day, but in 2022. That usually happens.
Yeah.
And that'll cost me money, but it's all part of the fun.
It is indeed. Yeah, get yourselves along, it'll be great. What are we doing?
Predictions. Let's do some predictions, right? Because we're keeping it short because this is our first ever on the road episode, and we don't want you getting done for loitering with intent or something like that.
No, absolutely not.
So, first of all, let me ask you, where has Sunderland got in the cup? Are you still in it?
We're not in the cup. We've got Doncaster tonight, Friday evening.
Wondered why I couldn't see it.
Boys and girls, live on Sky.
Okay, right. And what I need to work out is, are Millwall still in the cup? I can't see Millwall anywhere. I think they must be out. Let's have a little look. Hang on a minute. I'm pretty sure that it was a Sheffield United-Millwall situation.
Might Millwall not be playing?
I can't find them anywhere, mate.
Well, I haven't got any internet, so I can't really
hear
anything.
Yeah, no, they're playing Sheffield United, as I thought. Two of my nemesis teams face to face. How on earth am I going to get my head around that particular fixture?
Hang on. I am getting internet. I'm just connected to the Travel Lodge free Wi-Fi.
Oh, you cheeky monkey.
I'm near enough to get on their Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yes, come on.
Let's do this, right? Let's do six fixtures from the FA Cup, starting with our own ones. So, first of all, non-FA Cup tonight, Doncaster Sunderland, a great away day. You went to that's League One. You went to that last year, didn't you?
No, I went to it last month. This is the home game. This is Sunderland at.
Oh, okay.
At home, right. It's not the FA Cup either, Sam. It's in the league.
Yeah, all right. I'm getting everything wrong. This is why you usually do this bit of the show.
Okay. I mean, you're going to be writing these down as well.
I've got a pen and paper, don't worry.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah, so
Sunderland Doncaster tonight. I'm thinking 3-1 to Sunderland.
Andy, 3-1.
Sam. You know what? I'm just thinking it sounds in this car as I'm talking now, it sounds quite sound quality is good. I can't wait to hear the acoustics on the recording. If it's really good, I'm going to record all of our podcasts in my car.
You know, for me, recording in my car is an option that I've contemplated in the past but never done. But if this works out well, I will be going outdoors to just do it in my car out the front.
Yeah, you were talking about getting a studio built in your garden.
Yeah,
shed
they cost a lot more than you imagine. I've got a car. It's got heat. It's got all things I want. My car has even got Wi-Fi in it. You can get a SIM card for the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. I might as well just do that. That's going to be my shed.
This is good. Next generation stuff.
Car rig. Yeah, so anyway, I'll say 2-1. 2-1. Okay. Millwall versus Sheffield United on Saturday. I'll go first with this, and I will say 1-1.
I think Sheffield United will play a weakened team, but sirens there? Sirens?
Yeah, I'm in King's Cross. Can get a bit aggro around here.
It'll be... I think Millwall will not triumph. It will be 2-1 to Sheffield United.
Okay. West Ham versus West Brom.
Oh, God, that feels like an upset.
That's the return of Slaven Bilic and Julian Dix to Upton
Park.
And there
is
an irony here, right, in that you've got Slaven Bilic, who was always loved by the West Ham fans, although he went in the end, he was very popular. Julian Dix is a bona fide West Ham legend, probably my favourite all-time West Ham player. They've also got Grady Diangana, who is a West Ham player on loan there and is a product of our youth system and has been absolutely brilliant in the Championship this year. Like, most West Ham fans are desperate for him to be recalled in this window because God knows we need all the help we can get. And it's a weird situation, but because of this big West Ham connection, I have more or less been supporting West Brom in the Championship this season, right?
Right, yeah.
West Ham are, you know, everyone's pissed off with West Ham. I think that there'll be a lot of divided loyalties at this game. Because bloody West Ham under Moyes, right? Or West Brom under Julian Dix and Slaven Bilic.
It's like West Ham by proxy, almost, it is. Isn't it?
It's confusing. However, well, you go first. I've got a prediction for this one.
I can't see anything other than 2-0 to West Brom.
I think that's very fair. I'm going to say 1-0. I think it's going to go back to the Hawthorns.
Get on the fucking fence, Sam. 1-1. Yeah. Okay,
so those are the three partisan ones. Then let's do three more. Brentford-Leicester at Griffin Park tomorrow, 12:45.
Who's that? Sorry?
Brentford versus Leicester.
Brentford's going really well at home this season. Mm. Really, really well. I think this will be 1-1.
1-1. I'm going to go out on a limb for my old hometown club and say 1-0 because I'm predicting Leicester will play a weakened side. And Griffin Park will be heaving.
Yeah.
Right, let's go Hull City versus Chelsea.
Hull versus Chelsea.
I think it's me to go first in this.
Go on.
I'm going to say 0-2 Chelsea to win that 2-0.
Right. I'm going to agree with that, actually. 2-0 to Chelsea. Sorry.
Right. Okay. And lastly, we're going to go for a West Midlands derby. What a game this is going to be. Cov versus Birmingham. What a game.
Wow. And that, of course, is played at St Andrews because that's where Coventry live this season.
That's amazing.
So the Birmingham fans are going to be in the away end of their own ground.
Amazing. I mean,
mindfuck.
This is, you know, you couldn't have... These cup draws, you got to look at them and think they're rigged. I mean, West Ham v West Brom because of the connection, right? And then Coventry versus Birmingham. I don't know. I'm suspicious about the whole thing. But whatever. I'm glad if they're fixing things. I don't mind.
Coventry versus Birmingham has got to be on telly, surely, because of all those circumstances.
It's not. It's ridiculous.
What?
It's at 3 o'clock.
For fuck's sake, man.
I know. I think it's people who don't know anything about football.
It's available in bookies windows then or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the matches are available in bookies windows.
So, anyway, but do your prediction.
I'm predicting for that one 2-0 to Birmingham.
Okay, I'm going to say Coventry 2, Birmingham 3.
Fucking hell, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's a big prediction.
I might go down Ladbrokes window and have a look at that. Yeah. Sounds really good.
So there we go, six predictions. One of them in League One, the other five in the FA Cup. Those are now, and I've always wanted to say this, locked in.
Do we know what matches are on? Is West Brom, West Ham? Is that
no? That's 3 o'clock.
Fucking
so
hell!
So you'll have Brentford Leicester at 12:45,
and then you'll
have Hull City versus Chelsea at 5:30. I would have much rather seen West Brom West Ham. Obviously, yeah. I mean I'm biased, but I think most people would agree. I'd have much rather seen Cobb versus Birmingham.
Totally.
So it's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. And then tonight, they've got two games at 8. I'm not sure which one's televised. They've got Northampton Town versus Derby. And they've got QPR versus Sheffield Wednesday.
Okay.
A game of significance for listeners to our show, because it was at that game where my brother Cass provided football management counsel to the, I think, Taiwanese or Korean, I'm not sure, owner of Sheffield Wednesday last season.
He pretty much launched a hostile takeover bid, didn't he?
Yeah, I'll buy a club. How much do you want for it?
But yeah, Sunderland Doncaster's on Sky as well tonight, so watch that, that'll be the best match. Whatever the other one is.
City Fulham on Sunday could be good. Tranmere Man U and Shrewsbury Liverpool.
What's that, City Fulham at City?
No, it's at the Cottage. No, sorry, it is at City. It is at City.
Yeah. I mean, why put that on?
Yeah, that's just going to be a walkover, isn't it?
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was at Fulham, yeah, I could see the appeal in it, but Jesus wept. Yeah. Right, listen, I've got a news without news, but it's you're getting more than the headline. You're getting the full story because it warrants it, basically. Here's the headline. I'm still alive, declares Angus Mann after discovering his own grave in cemetery.
Well, I can see how that's happened.
Easy done, isn't it? Now, this is, I'll read the story out from The Courier in Dundee, I think. And it says, a Tayside man has told of the moment he discovered his own grave in a cemetery. Alan Hattell from Forfa declared, I'm still alive, as he stood beside his headstone and said that reports of his death had been greatly exaggerated. Here's my favourite bit. Mr. Hattell had said he realised something was not right because his social life had been deathly quiet for the past 3 or 4 months.
Fucking hell.
Words got around he's dead, so no one's fucking been ringing him.
Well, I wouldn't. If that happened to me, I'd just keep my head down, keep my mouth shut. I'd think this is the best result you could possibly have had.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? Yeah, you can start a new life almost if you
like. Yeah, you've done a Reggie Perrin, but you haven't even had to make an effort.
Yeah, not at all. He says he now knows the reason his phone was not ringing was because people had been under the impression he was dead. He said the erection of his headstone was done without his knowledge, and he describes the whole affair as like something out of Only Fools and Horses. I don't know what he means by that, but
He was really reaching for a reference there and didn't quite get it right, I think.
He's reeling from the whole thing. He's spoken to the council and there are plans to put a cover over the headstone which bears his name. He says, people think I'm dead. The phone hasn't rang for 3 or 4 months. I've been confused by it all, but now I know why nobody's been calling. I don't even want to be buried. I plan to be cremated. He has put the blame for the headstone at the door of his ex-wife, whom he separated from 26 years ago. His ex-missus has done a power play on him.
Unbelievable.
Because her name's on the headstone as well. He says, I've never ever said I wanted to be buried alongside my ex-wife, who has two grown-up sons with his former spouse. We've been separated 26 years and there's no animosity, but I'm struggling to take it all in.
I bet
his
you
ex-wife
are, mate.
Fucked him over.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was a lovely story there.
It's a lovely story.
Jalapeño.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jalapeño.
I've had a number of nice emails. I just want to say, I can't go through everyone and thank everyone, although I will try to. There has been a lot of support this week from the cancer community while I've been in the midst of the pharmacy situation.
Pharmacy gate.
And it was actually really nice. Sincerely, there were a couple of moments in the week where it actually stressed me out. I tried to maintain what I call the spirit of Top Flight Time Machine in my head while it was going on. Do you know what I mean? That sort of like, fuck it, fuck off, I don't care, it's funny.
Yeah, but I mean, I sensed that you were a little bit affected by it when we were talking earlier in the week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't be, to be honest, because it's just...
Well, I tried to see the absurdity of it. And a couple of people said to me, listen, you know that in a year's time, or even less, possibly a month's time, it'll just be a really funny anecdote about the time you fucked off the whole pharmaceutical community. And I was like, yeah, I can see that. But at the same time, when it's coming at you from all angles, right, and you're getting a lot of personal abuse, you end up, it does fucking stress you out. And I was going to a meeting at the school the other evening, and I was on the way there, but I just looked on Twitter or something, and it was like a load of fucking abuse. And I was just feeling really miserable. And I had to go into this meeting with the principal of the school and various other people. Like, not a bad meeting, a good one, but I wasn't really in the mood. But just as I was walking in, I got an email, and I'm gutted I can't find it now, but I will find it out and reply to the person. And it was actually from someone who was a pharmacist, just saying, just give me a little pep talk, and saying, don't let it get you down. They're all fucking dickheads. No one takes them seriously. And keep up the good work, mate. And other people have just said, yeah, don't worry about it. Da, da, da. And I've had lots of nice pep talks from people who I've never actually met, but who are part of the Top Flight Time Machine community. And it was really nice. It cheered me up. Got me through it, mate.
It's nice that one of them was actually a pharmacist, because they've actually delivered on what a pharmacist is meant to do, which is to heal.
Yeah.
And to alleviate suffering.
Yeah.
Instead of piling it on. So that's nice.
The funny thing is, the only thing, and this isn't really a complaint, it's just funny, is that you're trying to, you know, like you advised me, I just muted everyone and tried to rise above it. And then you get people who sort of are on your side, but don't realise that they're not helping by sending you links to the Ofcom complaint story. And I can't tell you how many people have gone, oh, look at this, mate. Bloody hell. Yeah. You're in the top five ever most complained about TV moments, right?
You're
like, they think they're being friendly, but you think, I first of all, I know that because about 20 other people have sent it to me. And let's just forget about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my cousin Bruce, who is a regular listener, and you might remember I went on my walking holiday with him last year.
That's right,
in the Sussex Downs. Yeah. And he goes to me yesterday, and also he'd been WhatsApping me loads about it through the week. And obviously he found it funny, and I can see why everyone finds it funny, and I find it funny. But he's going, yeah, only yesterday he said, yeah, in all seriousness, no, mate, all joking aside, it must have been quite horrible for you at times this week. And I said, well, it was, mate. I said, but I muted everyone, and then I was okay because I didn't have to be exposed to any of the abuse. I said, apart from when some cunts were taking screen grabs and WhatsApping them to me, the messages that I'd muted. And then I wrote an asterisk next to some cunts.
Really?
And did another message saying, meaning you. Because it was fucking him. He was like sending me screen grabs of the abuse that I had muted. So like there was literally no hiding place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't mean to wind me up. He probably thinks that I've got a very thick skin, which I have, but I mean, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't got that much of a thick skin, have I? I mean, that's a lie. I am a sensitive person.
Yeah, you are, and there's no, and that's not a crime either. There's no reason why you should have to have a thick skin.
Yeah.
And there's no reason why you should be fucking, you know, inundated and swamped by messages of hate from a community, a profession that is supposed to heal and alleviate suffering, because you made a single off the cuff humorous
clearly
remark on a TV show
remark.
And clearly in jest that none of them fucking even saw. So
and all
fuck
of them,
them
have got insecurity issues that I can't help them with. That's yeah. They need to deal with them. But just to pick one at random, here's one that came in on Patreon from Andy Ward. I think you're handling this really well. Just ignore them and what can they do? TTFN dickheads. So thanks, Andy. And that is just one example of the many nice messages of support I received. Thank you, everyone. Let's hope we can put this behind us. And I also thought to myself...
You say, what can they do? I mean, there's lots they can do. If you've got to get an inhaler or something for asthma, they could, like, put a morphine gas into it and
or
fill it with
sawdust. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've listened to your podcast. We heard you like sawdust. There you go, then, dickhead. Yeah. Have all the sawdust you want in your lungs.
Get that in your fucking lungs. Hide it in your fucking lungs.
Yeah. In your human lungs.
Yeah.
So,
but
you know.
It's been,
but I, when you know, I remember when I was doing the Now Rested show on RT, Sunday's news thing, and then when the Novichok thing happened, and yeah. I remember driving home, and we were starting to get quite a lot of shit, me personally, online for working for a Russian TV channel, and that was starting to really stress me out, and I thought, I don't really want to do this show anymore. But at the same time, my production company made it, and so there was a lot of other people involved. So if I'd just done a flounce, I'd have been the biggest cunt going. But I was really stressed. Anyway, some of the controversy and abuse had died down for a few weeks, and I was thinking it was all right again. And then I was on my way home, and I switched on the radio, and they said two Russians have been poisoned with Novichok in Salisbury. And there is Russian state involvement suspected. And I went, fuck it out. And I came in and I was in a really bad mood. And my wife went, you all right? And I went, no, I'm not. And she went, what's the matter? I went, what's the matter? Haven't you heard the news about what's happened in Salisbury? And she was like, what's that got to do with you? And I went, what's it got to do with me? Obviously, it's all going to come back on me now. I won't
I'm
going to
get the blame for this.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I'm not joking, that's how mad I'd gone, that's how I felt. And I basically, what I'm saying is, I let that, and soon after the show finished anyway, and good, thank God for that. Thank God I'm not associated with, you know, the rogue state of Russia anymore. But the pharmacy abuse has been worse, but it's less scary. Because at times I thought, what if someone like the Home Office or the MI5 are tapping my phones and going to frame me? At least with the pharmacists, I don't know what their reach is, but I don't think, judging by a lot of the misspelt and incoherent messages I've received from them through various channels throughout the week, many of them very personal and profane, I don't think that they've got the intelligence or resource to do much more to me.
There's nothing more futile and toothless than an online threat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's always done by someone who wants to threaten something but thinks that the recipient is actually going to believe what they're saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people say, I had death threats on Twitter, no, you didn't. You had some fucking idiot type some stuff out and then they maybe went and had a wank or something, but they're not going to come and try and kill you. That's never going to happen.
Yeah. I once heard of a television celebrity who, in search of attention and drama, mailed herself a gun in the post to her work address, but anonymously, and the company she worked for had to do a massive security investigation because it was interpreted as a threat to her life. And after they undertook this expensive and lengthy security operation, they traced it all back to her, and they discovered that she had sent the gun in order to create a bit of a fuss.
That could happen.
Yeah,
so there's a lovely truck just going past.
She death threatened herself.
Yeah, that's probably the most fucking menacing one of all, really. The self-death threat.
Self-death threats are mad.
let's call it a day because my battery's almost gone on the laptop.
Okay, mate. Well, listen, it's been a good and cathartic episode, and most of all, it's been our first car-based episode, and may it be the first of many more. So, a bit of a historical top-flight moment.
Definitely. We'll be back on Monday with more of this shit.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
See you, dickheads.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.